How are y'all doing this morning, this evening, this afternoon? This is your boy Big A, aka Aharan Yasha Allah, right back at you once again on Big A's Talking Spiritual. Now, I want to ask you all, have you ever woke up feeling kind of groggy or feeling like you're sleepy all day and you had enough sleep and you just don't know why you're sleepy all day? Who has not had that kind of thing happen to them? But in the morning, we reach for things like coffee or a Red Bull. And coffee and Red Bull are both not good for us because they both make us crash at some point. For me, coffee makes me hungry, and Red Bull actually makes me crash. But I found a supplement that does not make me crash, which is much better than Red Bull and coffee. It is called Magic Mind. Go to magicmind.com/Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, and use code Russell20. And get you some magicmind.com. It does not have the side effect of crashing like Red Bull does, nor does it make you hungry like that of coffee, which does make me hungry. But this will give you 7 hours of monk-like focus and clarity. So whatever that you are focusing on for that day, whether it's work or a project that you have to do, you will be able to get it done without that later crash. So go to magicmind.com/Russell with code Russell20 and get you some good Magic Mind, which is an all natural energy drink. Go to magicmind.com/Russell, code Russell20, and get magicmind.com. Now, with that said, I like to talk about positive things because Magic Mind in itself is a positive thing. There is this guy, ladies and gentlemen. His name is Maxwell Chikumbutso. He is from Zimbabwe. And Maxwell Chikumbutso, I don't know if you ever heard of that man who actually is responsible for making a self-powered TV. Well, this is that guy's name. His name is Maxwell Chikumbutso from Zimbabwe. And not only did he make the self-powered television, but he also is responsible for making a self-powered generator. That is an unheard of thing. This man has made a self-powered generator. Now, with this self-powered generator, this generator can actually power 300 homes. So imagine having a generator that does not need to be plugged in to any power source, to any electrical power source. This generator, from my research, is actually free energy, which uses frequencies from the atmosphere. I mean, imagine that. That actually defies all sources of physics that we know. So physics is what Einstein was teaching us, what man teaches us. You know, there's up and down, left and right. You know, but things are now being changed in this world because we have this man, one Maxwell Chikumbutso, who made a self-powered television and also a self-powered generator. And that generator can power 300 homes. Now, you would think that one would have heard of him and be like, oh, wow, this guy is an absolute genius. But quite to the contrary. There were some scientists who came to visit Mr. Maxwell Chikumbutso from Zimbabwe, and they asked this man how he did it. And he said, well, when I go to sleep at night, the Most High God gives me revelations on how to build certain things. This is the way he got the information to build, from what he says, the self-powered television and the self-powered generator. Now, the thing about that is that if it does not come from the government does not want anyone to know about things like this because, of course, they do exist, things outside of physics. And let me say this, ladies and gentlemen. Just because this man made a television and a generator that is self-powered that actually uses frequencies from the airwaves does not mean it is non-existent. What that means is that man, the government, wants to keep us subjugated. by the laws of man. And this man, Mr. Maxwell Chikumbutso of Zimbabwe, or from Zimbabwe, said that he got this information from the Most High in his sleep. Now, if you know the Bible tells us that when the Most High, when God speaks to us, the Most High God, the Father of Christ, when he speaks to us, he speaks to us in our dreams while we're sleeping, in our state of unconsciousness, right? He speaks to us in our subconscious, our sleep. This is where Mr. Chikumbutso, Maxwell Chikumbutso, got his information from, directly from God in his sleep. And of course, again, if you know the scriptures and you know the Bible, the prophets got most of their knowledge, got all of their knowledge in their sleep or in an unconscious state from the Most High. It was not while they were, when they were awake. Now, there were times when, there were times when prophets got information while they were awake, but it was like they were in a trance at that time, right? So we have to read the scriptures to know this and go deeper than just the King James. We have to read things like the Apocrypha, things like the book of Jasher, the book of Jubilees, the books of Maccabees 1 and 2, the book of Esdras 1 and 2, the book of Baruch 1, 2, 3, and 4. Baal and the Dragon, which is just a continuation of the book of Daniel, actually, when Daniel was a young man. So these are books that we have to look for and adhere to, because these are books that were taken out of the Bible that are considered uncanon. But in order for something to be considered uncanon, must mean they have must have been canon at some point in their existence. So back to Maxwell Chikumbutso. He is from Zimbabwe, and he did a fantastic thing by making a generator, which is not powered by regular power as we know it, and which defies physics. Now, the good thing about this invention is that, let's say the power grid goes down, there's no power, period. The only thing you really can depend on is that generator that Mr. Maxwell Chikumbutso has made. But the bad thing about that is that Chikumbutso, after he made it, had been detained by his own Zimbabwean government numerous times. He came to America and tried to get his product patent, but to this day, it has not gotten patent. Why is that? And on top of that, he's been poisoned a few times, almost on the brink of death. These are some things that just make you go, These are just some things that make you think outside of the box. If a man has made a source that does not need, has made an object, or has made something like the generator, and it does not need a power source, you would think he would get something like, you know, a patent, or get some kind of Nobel Peace Prize, but no. And this shows you how wicked the world actually is. You know, it's just like they say there's no truth, or there's no truth in telling the truth. There's no power in this world. There's no money, is what I'm trying to say. There's no money in a cure, right? And what this man did was actually make a cure for us needing power, for us needing electricity, for us needing solar power, when he found a way to bring power through frequencies via the Most High. That's the only, can't say person, but the only celestial being that is going to help us in any form or fashion in that way. In that way. And that is really an amazing thing, what he did, because it has not been replicated. I haven't heard anything like that. And it's just a shame that the U.S. did not want to patent his invention. Now, the thing about that is, even if they would have patented his invention, they probably would have just killed him off and said that it was not him who made it. You know, now this is just me just thinking outside the box. This is as far as that part. This is not nothing that's set in stone. It's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. Why he didn't get, why his invention did not get patented. Because, I tell you, what I think is this. Because he has defied the laws of physics that man knows, and the Most High has actually given him another set of physics laws, man does not want to concede to God. That's the thing. Man wants to pretend and be God in their own right. Go by their own understanding. And the Bible speaks against that. Do not go by your own understanding. That's what the Bible tells us. But that's what man denies what the Bible tells us. Man is trying to be God so much. Look what man is creating. Look at man is starting to hand things over to symbiotes, to robots. And we know, we've seen all these movies. We know the end game to that. So why is man doing that? Why is man doing that? I can tell you why. These things are prophecy. It's prophetic why man is doing that. So I just wanted to get on here and say a few things about my man Maxwell Chikumbutso and what has been hidden from the people, not just the American people, but the people around all over the world, period, that the global elites are hiding stuff and holding things back because they want to have power and they want to be able to get gain from everything that is made or said or done. Stay vigilant. Stay prayed up. Stay in the word of the Most High through Christ. Godspeed. Peace. Shalom. 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 You know, I was told that I need to reduce my anxiety and my stress. I was also told I need to elevate my mood and my motivation. So I was told that I needed something that would give me goal-crushing focus, that had no jitters, gave me no crash, and I would have no sleepless nights with natural science-backed ingredients. So I was like, what are you talking about? And this came from my doctor. And he told me I should check out Magic Mind, which is actually a nice elixir, which is not like that of Red Bull, which does not make me crash and burn like we know Red Bull does. So I said, well, doc, what is this? I went and checked it out once he gave me the website, magicmind.com. And so I checked it out and I ordered me some magicmind.com. And guess what? This Magic Mind gave me goal-crushing focus, as he said. It gave me crystal-clear thinking. It elevated my mood and my motivation. So I want you to go to magicmind.com/Russell and use code Russell20, all caps for the code, Russell20, magicmind.com/Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, and use code Russell20, all caps. It is the truth.